After a busy month of September that saw no fewer than 14 independent and non-commercial film screenings in Wichita, the schedule calms down a bit in anticipation of the Tallgrass Film Festival, which gets underway October 20th. The Tallgrass Film Association has no screenings between now and the festival, but they will be announcing the official lineup this Friday, September 30th. Full information can be found about the films chosen for the festival following the announcement at the Tallgrass website, tallgrassfilmfest.com. Other than that, only four movies over the next 2 weeks, three of them courtesy of the Murdoch Theater on Broadway. Tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow night at the same time, the Murdoch will show Earthwork, based on the crop artist Stan Hurd, who traveled from Kansas to New York to create a massive piece of art from soil, rock, and plants near an underground railway tunnel, recruiting people living inside the tunnel to work as his crew. And the Murdoch continues its recent string of foreign film screenings, this time with two French-language films. First up is The Hedgehog, based on the best-selling novel The Elegance of the Hedgehog. The movie follows a precocious 11-year-old girl who plans to kill herself on her 12th birthday, and the people who surround her life in an apartment building in Paris. Roger Ebert calls The Hedgehog a feel-good movie that masquerades at first as a feel-bad. It plays October 4th and 6th. On October 11th and 13th, the Murdoch screens Mozart's Sister, a biopic about, who else, the legendary composer's older sister, Maria Anna Mozart. A possibly gifted musician in her own right, she nevertheless was shaped by the societal gender restrictions of 18th century Europe. And Wichita State University's Green Group gets into the action with a screening of the environmental documentary The 11th Hour, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. The movie is open to the general public and will show this afternoon at 4 in Wichita State's Geology Building. I'm Fletcher Powell for KMUW. In 2 weeks, a look at the highlights of this year's Tallgrass Film Festival lineup, and you can always find information about any of the films mentioned on our website, kmuw.org.